Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts Make in India will power Vikasit Bharat, inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod in Gujarat. Prime Minister Modi completes 11 years in office, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. 15 foreign universities to set up campuses in India by this academic year. Punjab police arrest 4 persons in connection with murder of Shiromani Akali Dal councillor Harjinder Singh in Amritsar. Heavy rain batters several parts of Maharashtra and Karnataka as southwest monsoon advances further into the country. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Mumbai Indians in a crucial game in Jaipur this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that 1.4 billion Indians are united and working tirelessly to build a Vikasit Bharat. Emphasizing self-reliance, Mr. Modi said, it is the demand of the time that everything required to make India a developed nation must be built within the country. Mr. Modi was speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod in Gujarat.
Our desh. निराशा के अंधकार से निकलकर विश्वास के उजाले में तिरंगा फहरा रहा है। साथियों, आज हम 140 करोड़ भारतीय मिलकर अपने देश को विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए जी जान से जुटे हैं। देश की तरक्की के लिए जो कुछ भी चाहिए वो हम भारत में ही बनाएं।
Citing the rise in domestic manufacturing, he noted that Indian-made railway components are now exported to countries like England, France, Mexico and Germany. Speaking on Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister Modi said it is not just a military action, but an expression of Indian values and emotions.
Operation Sindoor सिर्फ एक सैन्य कार्रवाई नहीं है। ये हम भारतीयों के संस्कारों हमारी भावनाओं की अभिव्यक्ति है आतंक फैलाने वालों को सपने में भी सोचा नहीं होगा मोदी से मुकाबला करना कितना मुश्किल होता है
On the occasion, Mr. Modi also launched various development projects of the state government related to rail and other sectors. These include Vande Bharat Express trains between Veerawal and Ahmedabad and express train between Valsad and Dahod stations. Marking the 11th anniversary of his swearing-in as Prime Minister, he recalled the trust first placed in him by Gujarat and then by the nation. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated a locomotive manufacturing plant of the Indian Railways in Dahod. This plant will produce electric locomotives of 9,000 horsepower for domestic purposes and for export. Mr. Modi also flagged off the first electric locomotive manufactured from the plant. We now go over live to our correspondent Adarsh, who is covering the Prime Minister's Dahod visit. Adarsh, tell us, how would you assess the impact of the new locomotive plant inaugurated by the Prime Minister on local employment and industry? We don't seem to be able to get across the audio. Sorry for the glitch. The Prime Minister arrived in Gujarat this morning on a two-day visit to the state to launch various developmental works worth over 82,000 crore rupees. Soon after his arrival, the Prime Minister held a massive roadshow in Vadodara. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will travel to Bhuj to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 33 development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees. We have more from our correspondent.
The projects to be launched today will benefit Kutch, Jamnagar, Amreli, Junagadh, Gir Somnath, Ahmedabad, Tapi and Mahisagar districts of Gujarat. The projects include solar parks in Kutch and Jamnagar, HTLS transmission lines in various districts of Saurashtra, a thermal power plant in Tapi and new 220 and 66 kV substation in Jamnagar. The PM will also inaugurate the Center of Excellence at the DPA office in Gandhidham and various infrastructure and developmental works at religious and cultural sites including Mata Namad, Khatla Bhavani and Chacharkund. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for the 800 kV HVDC project for power transmission from a newly developed renewable energy zone in Khavda and 10 megawatt green hydrogen plant in Kandla Port. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has completed 11 years in office today, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. It was on this day in 2014 Mr. Modi had taken oath as the Prime Minister of India. This marked a turning point in the country's modern political history as it had ended the era of coalition politics in India, with people giving a clear and decisive mandate to the BJP. We have a report.
History was scripted in the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan on the evening of 26th May 2014 as Narendra Modi took oath as the 14th Prime Minister of India after a historic mandate from the people of India. In Narendra Modi, the people of the country see a dynamic, decisive and development-oriented leader who emerged as a ray of hope for the dreams and aspirations of a billion Indians.
Main Narendra Damodar Das Modi ईश्वर की शपथ लेता हूं कि मैं विधि द्वारा स्थापित भारत के संविधान के प्रति सच्ची श्रद्धा और निष्ठा रखूंगा। मैं भारत की प्रभुता और अखंडता का अक्षण रखूंगा।
His focus on development, eye for detail and efforts to bring a qualitative difference in the lives of the poorest of the poor have made Narendra Modi a popular leader across the length and breadth of the country. Mr. Modi's taking over charge as the Prime Minister was the beginning of development-oriented politics with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. In the last 11 years, the country has witnessed instrumental changes in all sectors and it has gained a new confidence, from improving basic facilities for the common man, boosting infrastructure and strengthening economy, to employment generation, ensuring internal security and raising India's global stature. Mr. Modi's leadership has made a new imprint worldwide, leaving the legacy of policy paralysis. India has become the fourth largest economy in the world and now aspires to become a developed nation by 2047 under the strong leadership of Mr. Modi. With Divakar's report, Shagun Chopra, Akashwani News.
India continued to expose Pakistan's nefarious design globally to support terrorism with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against the menace. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today held interaction with think tanks at Seoul in South Korea and highlighted that sponsoring terrorism has been the state policy of Pakistan since the last 40 years, referring to the Pahalgam terror attack.
This is the state policy of Pakistan since the last 40 years to sponsor terrorism. If you have seen and read in the sky, they interview a Khwaja Sharif, the Pakistan defense minister. He admits that we have been doing this dirty work for the last 30 years. He's on record. Even their army chief has admitted how that India and Pakistan are different weeks before the Pahalgam attack and is followed by Pahalgam attack.
As the nation celebrates the success of Operation Sindoor, Akashwani News brings a special series dedicated to our armed forces to honour their unwavering dedication. Today we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Company Quartermaster Havildar Abdul Hamid, who made the supreme sacrifice during the India-Pakistan War in 1965.
During the 1965 Indo-Pak War, the four grenadiers occupied a vital position near the village of Chima on the Khem-Karan-Bhikivind Road. Holding this ground was crucial to the overall defense strategy. On the night of September 8th, Pakistani forces launched several probing attacks on the grenadiers' positions, all of which were repelled. The situation escalated on the morning of September 10th when a regiment of Pakistani patterned tanks launched a major offensive preceded by intense artillery shelling that heavily damaged damaged the battalion's area. By 9 in the morning, enemy tanks had breached the forward positions. At this critical juncture, Company Quartermaster Havaldar Abdul Hamid, commanding a recoilless gun detachment, took swift action. Mounting his gun on a jeep, he moved to a flank under heavy fire. With remarkable accuracy, he destroyed the lead tank and then shifted position to take out another. Despite being targeted by concentrated machine gun and shell fire, he continued engaging the enemy until he was fatally wounded by a high explosive shell while attempting to destroy another tank. Company Quartermaster Havaldar Abdul Hamid's fearless actions and steadfast courage inspired his comrades and were instrumental in halting the enemy advance. For his extraordinary bravery and sacrifice, he was posthumously awarded the Paramveer Chakra. Saklain Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has announced that around 15 foreign universities will establish campuses in India by this academic year, with government approval already granted. Mr. Pradhan was speaking at the Letter of Intent handover ceremony to the United Kingdom's Liverpool University in New Delhi today. In Punjab, four persons have been arrested in connection with the murder of Shiromani Akali Dal councillor Harjinder Singh in Amritsar. The Shiromani Akali Dal leader was shot dead by motorcycle-borne assailants in Amritsar yesterday. Meanwhile, Akali Dal leader Bikram Singh Majithia and Punjab Congress President Amarinder Singh Rajawaring have criticised the AAP government in the state, citing a worsening law and order situation in Punjab. In Jharkhand, a Naxal carrying a reward of 5 lakh rupees on his head was killed in an encounter with security forces in Latihar district. The police also arrested another Naxal, Kundan Kirwad, who had a reward of 10 lakh rupees on his head. Heavy rain is lashing several parts of Maharashtra today as southwest monsoon advanced further in the state. Mumbai witnessed thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds this morning. Traffic movement has been badly affected in the city. In Baramati city of Pune district, heavy rain and a cloud burst were recorded, resulting in a flood-like situation. A day after declaring the onset of the southwest monsoon in Maharashtra, the IMD has issued orange and yellow alerts for various regions of the state. Heavy rains also continue to lash coastal and interior Karnataka following the onset of the southwest monsoon in the state. In Dakshina Kannada, Anganwadis have been shut and disaster management teams deployed as rains damaged 7 homes and toppled 237 electric poles. Chikmagalur faced severe disruptions with closed Anganwadis, stranded tourists and halted plantation work. In chess, world champion D. Gukesh will take on Magnus Carlsen in the opening round of the prestigious Norway chess tournament starting today at Stavanger. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians in a crucial game in Jaipur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 462 points to 82,184 and NSE Nifty 50 rose 150 points to 25,003 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts Make in India will power Vikasit Bharat, inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees at Dahod in Gujarat. Prime Minister Modi completes 11 years in office, ushering in an era of stable governance and development. 15 foreign universities to set up campuses in India by this academic year. Punjab police arrest four persons in connection with murder of Shiromani Akali Dal councillor Harjinder Singh in Amritsar. Heavy rain batters several parts of Maharashtra and Karnataka. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings to take on Mumbai Indians in a crucial game in Jaipur this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.